Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Join us today as we talk about dolphins. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Simon, and you are joining me and my co-host, Linda C., in the studio today for our April Animals article. It is titled, Hunting with Dolphins. Now, Linda, you're from Florida. This is based in Florida. Have you ever hunted dolphins?
I am. No, I would never hunt dolphins, Simon.
Seems
Hello, everyone.
Seems to be a thing people do in Florida, though.
They're hunting with dolphins.
Is that different?
Yes, there's a big difference,
oh,
Simon.
Linda, help me out here. Help me out.
And also, my favorite animal happens to be the dolphin. I think I've mentioned this on air before. So I would never hunt dolphins, but I would love to maybe hunt with them or ride alongside them because dolphins, I think dolphins are amazing creatures.
You would like to watch dolphins hunt.
Yes.
Not actually hunt with them.
Just observe them. I think I would be fine with that.
All right. We better talk about what this with dolphins thing is then. You know, when you go hunting with dogs, you and the dogs are working together to hunt. And that is kind of the idea here. People and fish are working together to hunt. But in this case, they're really fishing. The subtitle here is A Florida Fisherman with Wild Dolphins, I guess basically strike a rare balance in nature. And so they found a way to work together in a way that benefits basically everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea.
Yeah, and this is a rare occurrence in nature, having these wild animals with a human working together.
Yeah, I suppose we have lots of examples of people working with animals, but they're not usually wild animals,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, they've been trained. They've been domesticated.
Yeah. Dolphins are smart, though.
Very smart. That's
They'll
why I love them.
That's why you love them.
Part of the reason why I love them, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Listeners, this is, kind of an article that's a little different. It's shifts gear a little bit, covers a topic we don't normally cover, this sort of topic. So it's something that stands out as unique. And as a result, I think I'm going to suggest we do it in two readings and we start off with the first reading and do our normal discussion as we go along through the readings. So if you have your April Advanced magazine, I would encourage you to open it up and join us as we read Hunting with Dolphins, the first part. Let's do it.
Hunting with Dolphins. A Florida fisherman and wild dolphins strike a rare balance in nature. Minutes after Justin Diamond flicks on his boat lights, a dorsal fin pops up in the Gulf of Mexico. "Aw, Crystal is here," says Diamond, a 35-year-old charter captain who specializes in bow and arrow fishing. Within minutes, roughly a dozen dolphins surround the vessel. They swerve and spin and dance under the water's surface. For hundreds of nights, for reasons researchers are still unraveling, Diamond's boat lights have served as their dinner bell. Over the next 4 hours, Diamond slowly motors through the Gulf shallows offshore Citrus County, Florida, flanked by a pod of dolphins eager to dine alongside him. Some join for only a few minutes, snack on a few fish, stunned by the bright lights, and swim away. Others stay as long as he does.
All right, so a few things here. As we begin, Linda, you notice that we're introduced to Justin Diamond. Something is very special about this diamond, though. It's not spelled like the rock.
Right, yes. It's a different spelling. Normally, it's the diamond for the rock is D-I-A. Mm-hmm. This is D-Y.
One of the many variations that makes family names interesting,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it has any connection to
the rock,
the stone diamond, but yeah, the same.
Certainly not spelled the same way. Yeah. Anyway, though, I imagine Justin Diamond has heard a large number of jokes
probably
about this throughout his lifetime. Okay, well, he flicks on his boat lights. I don't know that this is something that really needs to be talked about too much, but when you flick something on, it is a little bit different than turning something on, right?
The motion, yeah. Mm-hmm. So a light switch, we can say you flick it on. And other motions that use a very quick...
quick and light touch, usually, right?
Yeah.
So you don't hit it. Or push it.
Yeah, you don't have to use much force when you flick something on.
Okay, so you can imagine this guy reaching down to a light switch and then just flipping his finger to turn the light switch on. And what happens? Well, the boat lights come on. Now, I don't know if our listeners have seen this before, but, you know, there's, well, I don't know how this got in my mind. I have this image in my mind of fishing boats dragging nets that are very, very brightly lit in the middle of the ocean.
Yes, we've seen images of those, and I've actually seen boats in the harbor during the daytime, but with these big bulbs, and those are the lights that light up the fishing boat because the light attracts the fish.
I had the pleasure of going squid fishing at night in the Penghu, I don't know how to say this, archipelago. I've heard it different
archipelago.
Ways. I always say archipelago too, but I feel like people have told me it's archipelago. Anyway, the archipelago, which means a group of islands. So I was out in Penghu one time on vacation and went on a nighttime fishing cruise where we fished for squid. And the thing I thought was interesting about that was the lights were on. And I'm not sure if it attracted the fish or if it just caused them to be confused. You know, like I'm not sure if it was like, you know, when you turn a light on outside and it brings bugs, like they are very definitely coming to the light. But it definitely had an effect on the sea creatures that we were sailing over and trying to hook desperately.
Well, actually, we get into what the light actually does in the next reading. But the light helps with the hunting.
In this case, what the light does is it signals something to the dolphins. Because as soon as the light comes on, a dorsal fin pops up. You know what a dorsal fin is?
Yes, that is the fin on the back of the animal. In this case, the dolphin or fish.
Think like a shark. The fin sticking out of the water would be the dorsal fin.
Yeah, it's the one that you see. So if it's a shark fin, that'd be very scary. But other dorsal fins, you don't have to worry so much about.
I love the language shift here in square brackets that you have placed here. So this is worth mentioning, I think, because it is one of the rare instances of political language.
Well, in this case, it was just for clarity.
Yeah.
We just wanted to make sure our readers knew which gulf we were talking about.
This is the word that I think the vast majority of the world uses to describe this body of water. We call it the Gulf of Mexico.
It's been known as the Gulf of Mexico for as long as I can remember. But now there's political uncertainty.
It has been renamed on American maps, the Gulf of America.
I think they're both on there.
Maybe.
But
nonetheless, in advanced studio classroom, we have returned it to the conventional and better known
Gulf of
Mexico.
We're just maintaining the name that
for clarity.
It has had. Yeah.
Our listeners should not interpret this as a political statement.
Exactly.
Rather, you should consider it an act of clear communication so that everybody knows what we are talking about.
Right. We're not trying to make any political statement.
So we're talking about the ocean sort of between Florida and Mexico here. Right? That's where they're fishing?
It's that body of water between Mexico and Florida.
Kind of a circle area.
Yeah, it's like a semicircle, and that is where it's known for hurricanes hitting that area. Well, hurricanes hit all of that area around Florida.
Yeah. So nonetheless, our fisherman who has flicked on the light now and seen this dolphin reacts, Crystal is here. Now, this crystal is spelled like the rock.
It is, yes. Sometimes crystal is spelled with a K, but here it's spelled with a C.
And here it is not referring to the rock. It's the girl's name.
Yes, it's right? The female dolphin that we're talking
female
about.
Female dolphin.
Yeah.
So this female dolphin has appeared, and basically that is what this fisherman, who is actually the captain of this boat, and it's not a commercial fisherman. He's not out there to catch as many fish as he can, is he? He's
no.
a charter captain. What is a charter captain?
So when you charter a boat, mm-hmm. you reserve it and you pay for it. So it's people who are, he's hired to take people out.
Think of it as like a charter bus would be where your company is going on an outing. And so you call the bus company and you rent a bus with the driver specifically for your own purposes. This is basically a boat that people can hire to take them out fishing,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
that's
he specializes
idea.
In something, which is bow and arrow fishing.
I'll be honest, Linda, I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I'm just used to fishing.
I mean, you
with
can imagine what is happening here. People are shooting arrows at fish,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So aiming at big fish, presumably.
Yes.
And presumably that arrow is attached to a line so that you can pull the fish back in.
Right.
Right? So just sort of a novel way of fishing. And basically after turning on this light and crystal appearing, roughly a dozen dolphins surround the vessel. Now, what do? They do what dolphins do.
Yeah.
How do they describe that here, Linda?
They swerve and spin and dance under the water surface. So when something swerves, often it's a car. If the car swerves, it takes a sharp turn. So the dolphins are making turns and they're spinning and they're doing all kinds of movements in the water. They're very elegant.
This is not a new thing. It tells us this has been going on for hundreds of nights for reasons researchers are still unraveling.
Yeah, they're still trying to figure out why the dolphins are doing that. So if you unravel something, literally, if you're talking about unraveling an object or let's say a present, you unwrap it. But if it's something,
I'll be honest here, though,
a mystery, then you find out what the mystery is.
Does this seem mysterious to you? It doesn't seem mysterious to me at all. You got a fishing boat. And a bunch of, I almost said fish. Dolphins, of course, are not fish.
They're mammals.
But you got a bunch of marine creatures who are hungry coming to the place where there are going to be fish caught, right? So they actually say this here. The lights have served as their dinner bell. You know, time to eat, ding, ding. Doesn't seem like a mystery at all to me. But we'll find out there maybe is a mysterious element.
Well, it's them working together.
Yeah, that's the...
The fishermen and the dolphins.
Yeah, we'll
together.
Get to that, though, right? Okay, so they've come to eat. It says, over the next 4 hours, Diamond slowly motors through the Gulf shallows offshore Citrus County, Florida, flanked by a pod of dolphins eager to dine alongside him. Now, when you're flanked by something, Linda, it basically means they're on either side of you, right?
Correct.
So you're
yes.
walking in the middle of a group. In this case, it's a boat that's sort of surrounded by dolphins mm-hmm. swimming around it. The dolphins, of course, are eager to dine. That's why we were talking about the dinner bell and coming to eat. Some join for only a few minutes, snack on a few fishes. Stunned.
Now we find out what the purpose of the lights is or what the lights do. So they are shocked by the lights. If you're stunned by something, you're shocked and you're actually temporarily paralyzed.
Yeah. We have a very common English saying, like a deer in the headlights,
mm-hmm.
that describes this same sort of thing. So when we talk about a person who is very surprised, so surprised that they are sort of standing there with their mouth open and their eyes wide open mm-hmm. and they don't know what to say or what to do and they are not moving, we often describe them as being like a deer in the headlights. The headlights here are the headlights of a car. The deer is the animal, like Bambi, because, of course, when you are driving down a country road at night and there is no light and your lights are on a deer, the deer is surprised by your presence and stunned.
Yeah, just
they
freezes.
They don't move.
Yeah.
And so that's what's happening with these fish. As he moves along, the fish are so surprised by the presence of the light. I mean, it's nighttime, for goodness sakes, Linda. What are these fish, you know, to think of this light? Suddenly bright, they don't know what to do. And then, boom, they're eaten by a dolphin.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So some of them have a snack like that. Others stay for as long as he does. The he here, of course, is Justin Diamond, the fisherman.
Right. They accompany him.
They travel with him. This brings us to our second reading. I should have said thank you, Linda, for doing this reading today.
Of course.
Yeah. Let's do the second one together now.
Let's do it. Everybody wins. It's a relationship and a learned behavior that is years in the making. A decade ago, the dolphins would swim curiously on the outskirts of Diamond's boat as he brought clients out for an evening of bow fishing. But over the years, the dolphins have come to recognize the lights and sounds of his boat. They've grown more trusting. Crystal, whose dorsal fin has a noticeable notch, has been a fixture for 11 years, Diamond says. Every year, they get better at hunting, Diamond says from the front of his boat, like a proud father. It's a unique situation where everybody wins. He calls the dolphins his aqua dogs. They join forces at least 5 nights a week. The beaming lights from his bow fishing boat illuminate the seafloor and briefly daze fish, making it easier for the dolphins to catch them. And the dolphins push fish into shallow water, allowing Diamond and his clients to more readily find them. In scientific terms, researchers say this rare group of dolphins is exploiting the anthropogenic influences of Diamond's boat. They use his tools for their gain. But the behavior is uncommon, and researchers are beginning to understand what it might mean for dolphin populations, genetic diversity, and their social structure.
Okay. So the unique thing here, Linda, is like you mentioned, there is a relationship, a partnership, if you will, that has been developing over the years. It says here it is a learned behavior that is years in the making, meaning this relationship has sort of slowly been evolving. Maybe at first the dolphins appeared because there were lights and they thought it was interesting, but then they found opportunity and they began to work together as partners. What happened a decade ago?
The dolphins would swim curiously on the outskirts of Diamond's boat. So they would just swim around. They wouldn't swim up to the boat.
Now, when they say the outskirts of the boat, I don't think they're, you know, right on the outside of the boat. I think they're probably talking about this lit up area, right? So they sort of, I mean, you can't blame them. There's people shooting arrows into the water all around this boat, right? So they're kind of keeping their distance, trying to watching, seeing what's going on. And that's what was happening a decade ago. They were watching this experience. But over the years, the dolphins came to recognize the lights and sound of his boat.
And more importantly, they grew to trust Justin.
That they weren't going to be shot by
right.
the arrows, I
and
assume.
Any relationship requires cultivating. You need time to create a relationship, to nurture it. And so that is what has happened here.
Yeah, and Crystal has a noticeable notch in her dorsal fin.
Yeah, and a notch is like a V-shaped cut or hole in something. So she has, I don't know, maybe she got into a fight, maybe something hit her.
A scar.
Yeah, that.
An old wound.
Took out some of her, yeah.
That makes her dorsal fin noticeably different. And so that's how he knows who she is. She's been around for 11 years. It says she's been a fixture. Usually when we talk about fixtures, we're talking about lights. You know, lamps, things like that in a room, the light fixtures. But the reason for that is sometimes you want to move the furniture around in your room, but we rarely move the lights around. So they stay put.
Yes.
They stay fixed in the same position. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about this dolphin being a fixture. It means every time he goes out, she's there.
Right.
And she is sort of a permanent part of this process. Every year something happens. They get better at hunting.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. What do you suppose this means when we say the dolphins are hunting? How do dolphins hunt? You know, obviously the people on the boat are shooting arrows. What are the dolphins doing?
They chase schools of fish.
They chase schools of fish. Have you seen videos of this? Because I would encourage our listeners to check out YouTube, Dolphins Hunting. they like work together, kind of like a pack of wolves or a pack of dogs, right? Like, so some of them kind of chase the fish towards the other dolphins, and then the dolphins kind of...
They trap them somehow. Yeah.
So they have sort of group methods and strategies they're using, and they're getting more and more adapted and better at it as time goes by. He calls them his aqua dogs. Now, why would he be describing them as dogs?
Well, dogs are man's best friend, right? So here are his water dogs, the marine version of dogs. So they are loyal to him.
Just because he likes them, though?
Well, they're his companions.
No, Linda, it's because dogs are like the main animal people hunt with.
That is true.
Yeah, dogs are, there are whole breeds of dogs that are...
hunting dogs.
Kept around for specific purposes. Like the Labrador Retriever loves going in water and swimming out and catching things you've shot and bringing them back, right?
I guess it's because I am not a huge dog person and I never go hunting.
Not a hunter.
That wouldn't immediately
I can tell. But basically, he's using these dolphins like a pack of dogs. Like they're performing the role. So what do dogs do when you're hunting? Well, they bring the animals to the hunter.
After it's been killed.
So they run, even before. Like they run around barking to sort of steer the animals that are being hunted into the area where the hunter can see them and shoot them. And then they'll pick up the hunted thing and they'll
So they're very helpful.
They do different roles depending on what you're hunting. So the idea being here, these aqua dogs, these dolphins, are sort of not just improving their hunting, they're improving his hunting, the hunting of his clients and customers.
Okay, so it makes sense when it says here they join forces.
Yeah.
This
is not at all an insult. He's not calling them stray dogs. Mm-hmm. He's referring to them as like highly trained integrated parts of his hunt.
I thought it was more affectionate, like, oh, these are my pets.
they've joined forces. Like you said, they're working together as a team. The beaming lights from his bow fishing boat illuminate, light up the seafloor, and briefly daze the fish. So we talked about stunning. What is dazing?
Yeah, so similar idea. So when someone is dazed, they are also shocked or they're confused. And it's usually because something is shining at them. Yeah. They can be like confused by the light. Another word for someone who is dazed is disoriented. Yeah. They don't know where they are or they don't know where they're going. There was this very popular movie called Dazed and Confused before. I never saw it, but it was really popular when it came out.
I never saw it either. I feel like we're too young. It was like for a slightly older generation.
I know. I always heard about it. And so that saying or the title stuck in my head, Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
That can describe someone, who's very disoriented.
So effectively what's happening here is the fish are staring at the lights instead of watching for dolphins that are swimming up to eat them. Right? And so the lights are making it easier for the dolphins to fill their bellies by catching fish. But what are the dolphins doing to help out?
They're also pushing the fish into shallow water so that Diamond and his clients can shoot their bow and
this
arrow.
This is the dog part. We actually have a word for this. We say flush out the game, which is where the dogs head into the bush and they bark, bark, bark like crazy and sort of startle the wildlife.
Okay, so that the animals
runs
come out.
Away from the dogs. So if you send the dogs in a wide circle, they push the wildlife towards the hunter.
Okay.
So that presumably is what these dolphins are doing here, because when the fish that they push come into the lights, they get dazed and the dolphins can catch them. Mm-hmm. But the people on the boat can also shoot the fish that come out. I guess that's the idea.
So the dolphins are helping the humans to be able to shoot their fish.
Well, I'll tell you, Linda, dolphins are going to be my favorite animal after this program, too.
See?
Okay.
It
goes on to tell us that in scientific terms, researchers say this rare group of dolphins is doing something I don't even, you said it because you did the reading.
Yes.
What on earth is this?
They are exploiting the anthropogenic influences.
Okay, so exploiting, I'll explain that
humans.
Part. That's
okay.
The easy one. Making use of,
okay.
Taking advantage of.
Right.
Influences. You better explain that, too.
Okay, so this word, anthropogenic, comes from anthropology. So anthropology is the study of humans and their behavior. And
so like human.
What they do, yes. So these
the genic comes from, like, genesis, creation,
mm-hmm.
right?
So something that is anthropogenic is created or produced, caused by
yeah.
humans.
So in this case, the people have created the lights. And not just that, the people are flipping on the lights out in the middle of the ocean at night, creating an opportunity for the dolphins that they can take advantage of. And this happens five nights a week, so they can do it over and over and over again.
Right.
And so
they are making use of these human-caused, like, influences on their hunting environment.
And they basically, the last sentence of this paragraph basically explains all of this in beautifully simple language. They use his tools for their gain. They use these human tools for their gain. But this behavior is not common. It says it's uncommon. So researchers are beginning to understand what it might mean for dolphin populations, genetic diversity, and their social structure. And Linda, we're going to have to discuss those things tomorrow.
We will.
Because we're out of time for today.
We are. But before we go, you said you've seen dolphins hunting in videos.
In videos,
okay.
Yes.
You've never seen them, like, in the wild.
I'm a lover of natural, okay. You know, nature TV, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So,
but you've never gone out, like, in a boat and
no,
seen
I've
them?
No, I've never
okay.
swum with dolphins, no. But orcas, you know, killer whales do similar kinds of things.
They
and
do.
I have seen them, though okay. can't see under the water to see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So but I guess that really is a comment that didn't need to be said. Nonetheless, listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We hope you'll join us again as we continue discussing this tomorrow on Advanced. Until then, I'm Simon.
I'm Linda.
Saying goodbye for now.
Goodbye.